It's Thursday, the day before the Greenway sweep. Word is out on the street that the cops will be coming through overnight, evicting campers. At the St. Vincent de Paul free lunch in Medford, a homeless camper who calls himself Steve eats his cheese and broccoli pie and commiserates with the people he knows will be rousted tonight.
There's nobody there at the site when they come through. They take everything. And you're left out, you have to start all over again. And it does suck. It really sucks.
Steve says where he's camped, he's not in the path of the sweep. But he says that for people with little to call their own, having it confiscated is traumatic.
The fact of the thing that their property, their belongings, have been taken away, that's what's really stressful on most people.
This is the seventh Greenway sweep this year, according to Medford Police Lieutenant Curtis Whipple. In 2014, officers issued 130 citations for prohibited camping. That could mean a $500 fine and up to 30 days in jail. Whipple says the sweeps perform a necessary public health function.
When they're living down there, the trash collects down there. Oftentimes, they're within, a few yards of Bear Creek. And we've had numerous times where we have large piles of human waste that are down in the area.
Other users of the Greenway often fear that illegal campers pose a threat of theft or violence. Whipple says the police typically advise campers in the Greenway 24 hours in advance that they have to leave. The next day, starting at about 2 a.m., officers begin their sweep.
And we usually, the largest dumpster they got, which I think is a 30-yard dumpster, we rent one of those, we come up through with the cleanup crew, and any of the trash and items that are left down there, we clean up.
Campers are cited and given a card listing social service contacts. Anything they can't carry away is confiscated. Police are required by law to store the belongings of evicted campers for 30 days so they can be reclaimed. Whipple says officers do that with anything of value. He says mostly, though, grody sleeping bags and muddy tents go in the dumpster. Lee Madsen says, in his experience, that's the default option.
If it's considered trash or it's too filthy to handle, then the police can discard it. In the past, everything that the police touch is filthy and it gets thrown away.
Madsen heads the Ashland Community Resource Center, a nonprofit that helps the homeless. He says it's easy for people with a roof over their heads to underestimate the impact of the sweeps on people sleeping outside.
Imagine that somebody comes into your home and they take everything that you have and they throw it in a dumpster and then they push your home to the ground and you're standing there on the street and you have no recourse whatsoever.
Madsen says the sweeps can deprive homeless people of personal keepsakes, medication, or important documents they need to get veterans benefits or other assistance. Still, Madsen and other advocates for the homeless recognize having people living in tents in public spaces is untenable. Keeping a residential campsite clean in the absence of sanitation facilities is hard for anyone, and homeless campers sometimes have emotional, mental, or substance abuse issues that make it almost impossible. But where can these people go? Local governments in the Northwest are trying some innovative, sometimes startling approaches with promising results. More on that tomorrow. Liam Moriarty, GPR News.